The UN General Assembly has endorsed a controversial report on last winter's war in Gaza. The UN report accused both Israel and Hamas of war crimes in Gaza, though it largely focuses on Israel. The U.S. voted against the resolution yesterday, calling it unbalanced and biased. Israel has reacted bitterly to the resolution and to the report itself, and it's lashed out at the report's author, South African judge Richard Goldstone. Last night, Goldstone participated in what was billed as his first public forum with an Israeli official since the report came out. It took place at Brandeis University outside Boston. Correspondent Amy Bracken was there and sent this story.
Several hundred people packed into two auditoriums to hear Judge Richard Goldstone and former Israeli ambassador to the UN, Dore Gold. It was expected to be a tense evening, and security was tight. But the discussion turned out to be a civil one, among the participants and the audience as well. Goldstone began with some concessions. He said he thought that the UN doesn't always treat Israel fairly, and that Israel has a right to defend itself. But he went on to accuse Israel of using disproportionate force in Gaza against civilians.
That strategy that was adopted by the Israel Defense Force completely undermines the norms of humanitarian law, the distinction between civilians and combatants. That is the essence of what war crimes are all about.
Dore Gold responded by calling the charges a distortion and worse.
The UN Gaza report is the most serious and vicious indictment of the State of Israel, bearing the seal of the United Nations, since the UN General Assembly adopted the infamous Zionism as Racism resolution in 1975, which it subsequently repealed.
Dore Gold described the report as an assault on Israeli society as a whole, and he accused Goldstone of giving Hamas a pass for its actions in Gaza.
And I think that Hamas's hosting and supporting terrorism of its own and terrorism of others is something which the report had to deal with. And I don't think you deal with that adequately when you just say armed groups, that innocuous comment that keeps repeating in the report ad infinitum.
Israel refused to cooperate with Goldstone's fact-finding mission, saying it was biased from the start. Goldstone has denied that. Last night he talked about his trepidations about going into Gaza for the investigation because he's Jewish.
I'm happy to say, met warmly by ordinary Palestinians. And what struck me in particular was how similar the people of Gaza are to the people of Israel. The atmosphere, the warmth, the food, everything that goes on. And that made me feel even more sad at what is happening.
Goldstone's report calls on both Israel and Hamas to launch independent investigations into their actions in Gaza. For The World, I'm Amy Bracken, Waltham, Massachusetts.